Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 1 through 9 or 1 through 10. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. And these are the two verses I want to center in on. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. And then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Amen. You know, there are a couple of preachers in here, and when you look at this particular piece of scripture, there's probably, Paul, half a dozen sermons in that alone, at least. And so you can go a whole bunch of different ways with this one. But there's been something that's been going around in my mind, a particular word over the last couple of days. In fact, it goes around often, and it's spelt T-R-U-S-T, trust. And as I said, it's been going around in my head for quite some time. So this morning I want to talk about trust. So let's go back to the first part of verse 3. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You see, God is calling us to trust him with every fibre of our being. Yet the world calls through systems and things like that to trust in politicians, trust in money, in our own money, trust in our own intellect. And by the way, we do have to trust some. We have to trust doctors, you know, in that prognosis or diagnosis they might give us. We have to trust school teachers and the school when we entrust our children into their teaching. I guess we need to trust pilots, and we need to trust, say, bus drivers and things like that. But yet there are so many schemes out there and so many scams of someone trying to trick us and take away our trust. You know, I don't know about you, but who's had calls from the ATO saying you're going to be arrested? Yeah, most of us. I get about one a week. So I'm going to be arrested and taken away. Anyway, and what about, you know, we talk about dodgy tradesmen, you know, how often do you see on Current Affair, at least once a week, where the Current Affair reporter is chasing the person down the street, and he's a dodgy tradesman or a mechanic or something like that. I watched one the other day. Or here's another one for you, real estate. You know, Margaret and I have lots of experience in that one. When we bought our home, we had a dodgy fellow try to sell us the house. So I'm talking about trust. And the scripture says to trust God with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In plain English, it means to translate like this: don't try and work it out by yourself. Yes, of course, we're going to go through stuff. And of course, we're going to go through tough times. See, it's part of life. You know, it's those times and those tough times, that's when we lean upon him. The Bible's very clear to lean upon him. You know, in Psalm 50 and verse 15, it says this: the call upon him in times of trouble. Call upon him in times of trouble. You know, and that's almost a daily prayer for me, because I think I call on God every day. I'm always going through something. If you read the remaining verses that I read before, those first 9 verses or first 10 verses, you see, the Bible is not offering us immunity from illness, from accidents, from financial troubles. We will go through those. But you see, what I was reading there about the principles of life. You know, godly people live, some people live in poverty. Some godly people die in tragic circumstances. If you wanted an example of a godly person, you look at the book of Job and what Job went through. And look at that. Job went through it. And his wife says to him, even his wife turned against him. And she said this, she says, why don't you curse God and die? After all that Job had gone through. You see, God tells us to trust him. And God also gave us common sense. Now, as ridiculous as this may sound, I know somebody, and I'm not exaggerating, that says, I'm not sure whether the Lord wants me to go shopping in the morning or in the afternoon. I'm not sure whether the Lord would want me to cross the road here or over there. Now, that might be an exaggeration, that part. But you see, God gave us common sense. He also gave us a brain, and he wants us to use it. You know, when you go through grief and anxiety, and I've walked with some of you through parts of your life, and I know about some of it. When you go through grief and anxiety, it can be physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally draining. And Paul says in Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, it says, my grace is sufficient for you. When I am weak, he is strong. And my grace is sufficient for you. The Bible tells us that we are not to lean on our own understanding. Don't try and work it out by yourself, but get God involved. And I looked at a couple of different translations. The Good News Translation says this, never rely on what you think you know. I looked at another version, it said, never rely on your own intelligence. And yet another, do not rely on your own intellect. You know, over the years, I've gone through a certain amount of anxiety and stress. It's part of life, as I said. But I was trying to work it out myself. Just like the Bible says, don't try and work it out on your own intellect. And your own understanding. And if I'd have got God involved all those years ago, I would have saved myself a whole bunch of grief. And by the way, I finally handed my situation over to God. And in that timing, it was 1 minute to 12. Someone told me their life the other day was at 2 minutes to 12. Mine was at one. And I handed it over. And that's when things started to change. You know, I've talked about the audible voice of God. I've never, ever heard the audible voice of God. But yet I've heard the voice of God. Does that make any sense? Yeah. And I remember in the quiet hours of the morning when I was sleeping but 1 hour a day, and I was, this voice came through, not audibly, but in my heart I knew it was the voice of God. And I carried out his instructions to the absolute letter. And things, that grief, that anxiety started to lift, go away. As I said, I finally gave up and handed it over to God. And maybe it is for you that you're going through something right now. You see, you can trust God. You can trust his word. You can trust his promises. And you can trust him in your sorrows. You can trust him in your grief. And you can trust him in your trials. You see, he's the one that provides. He's the one that sustains us. He guides us, you know, and that's what we talk about, prayer. how important and how powerful he gives us two powerful tools. One is prayer and the other one is the Word of God. You know, you look at great biblical examples of trust. You look at Noah and he built the ark. Spent years building the ark. No rain. Everybody laughed at him. They ridiculed him. They humiliated him. But yet he trusted in God. Look at the story of Job. As I said, he was a great man of God. He had great wealth, had a lovely family, a good reputation. And then he gets the news to say that his servants have all been killed. His cattle have been killed. All his family have been wiped out. His health is taken away. His wife turns against him. What did I say before? Why don't you curse God and die? You know, there was Job sitting in the dust for days without saying a word. And he had boils all over him. And the stench from the boils, people couldn't come near him. So what he did, he got a piece of broken clay, pottery, and he started to scrape the boils off his body. Yet all that Job had gone through, he never stopped trusting God the whole time. Jesus knew what was ahead of him at the cross. But he never stopped trusting his Father. Lord, may your will be done. See, the Bible says this, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind. And Psalm 62 and verse 8, trust in him at all times. It goes on to say that he will never forsake or leave us. So the word this morning for you is to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Is there an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the people that are gathered here in this place. We thank you, Lord, that you are our Father in heaven. And Lord, whatever it is that we're going through right now, you know, decisions that have got to be made, maybe it's about our health or about our future. Could be about our children, Lord. Whatever it might be. But Lord, we know that just like those people of God, Noah, Job and others, that Jesus, that trusted totally in you. And Lord, if I've said nothing else this morning, may it be that we would hear the message of trust. That Lord, we can trust you above all. And as I said, Lord, you know the desires of our heart. You know exactly where we're at. You know the cares, the joys, the sorrows. You know it all. So, Father, we bless you now. And, Lord, there may be those that at home or those that we know that we would want to mention to you. So I'm going to give you an opportunity. If you want to mention someone in prayer, a name of a particular person, you can do that now. Father, we uphold these people to you. And Father, there are decisions to be made with some, and Lord, we just pray that you would give them heavenly guidance, that you would guide them as, you know, in the things of the future, Lord. And that God, just as your word says, that we can trust you. And so, Father, we commit the people that we have prayed for this morning. Pray, watch over them, bless them, heal them, strengthen them. And Lord, for us, that we could take you, Jesus, out into the world. Just those opportunities, those God encounters that you could give us, Lord, whether it be in the shop, whether it be within our family or just in our travels, that you could put people in the way that we could talk about Jesus, just open the way. So Lord, we commit this to you now, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.